Wednesday, the largest aircraft fleet in the world was grounded for hours due to a cascading breakdown in a government system, which resulted in the postponement or cancellation of thousands of flights across the United States. Initially, the White House stated that there was no indication that a hack was responsible for the disruption that disrupted the travel plans of millions of travelers. President Joe Biden announced on Wednesday morning that he has ordered an investigation by the Department of Transportation. Regardless of the source, the outage highlighted how dependent the world's largest economy is on air travel, as well as how dependent air traffic is on an obsolete computer system known as NOTAM, or Notice to Air Missions. Prior to embarking on a flight, pilots are obliged to review NOTAMs, which provide a list of potential negative effects on flights, such as runway construction and the possibility of icing. The system was formerly telephone-based, with pilots dialing specific flight service stations for information, however, it has now moved online. According to the flight tracking website FlightAware, the NOTAM system malfunctioned late Tuesday, causing more than 1,000 aircraft cancellations and 7,000 flight delays by Wednesday midday. As backups multiply, the turmoil will likely intensify. According to aviation data company Cirium, more than 21,000 flights were scheduled to depart the United States today, the majority of which were domestic flights, and roughly 1,840 international planes were expected to arrive in the United States. At airports in Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, and Atlanta, 30% to 40% of flights were delayed. In an interview with CNN, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg stated, "We are going to see rippling impacts from this morning's delays across the system throughout the day. We must now determine how this could have occurred in the first place. Why the typical redundancies that would prevent it from being so disruptive did not prevent it from being so destructive this time." Longtime aviation insiders could not recall a technology-related disruption of this size. Some compared it to the nationwide lockdown of airspace following the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Tim Campbell, a former senior vice president of air operations at American Airlines and current consultant in Minneapolis, stated, "Occasionally there have been small concerns here and there, but this is historically big. Not only the no.